Unit 34. Exercise 2. Page 106.
Gen Z communication style. Who is the Generation Z? Generation Z, also called Gen Z or Zoomers, are those born between 1995 and 2012. They are the first generation of digital natives. This means that they have never known the world without digital communication. It also means that they were raised with laptops and smartphones, and they are used to getting information immediately. Gen Z and texting. About 35% of teenagers who took part in a recent survey told researchers that they prefer texting, while only 5% like talking to their friends on the phone. In fact, it seems that most communication among teens nowadays is in written form. Why? Well, there are several reasons. Firstly, they can do other things at the same time. It feels less stressful than talking to someone face to face, and it also allows them time to think about their answers. Of course, this doesn't mean that Zoomers don't consider personal contact important. Quite the opposite. They claim that face-to-face discussions are more effective than text or video chatting because they can read their friends' facial expressions and body language. Gen Z and visuals. Gen Z communicate with images, emojis, GIFs, photos, and video clips. Actually, the best way to attract their attention online is with a big photo and very little text, or even better, no text at all. It's no surprise then that teenagers love communicating through social media. That's where they post their selfies, share their important everyday moments, and even get the news. Gen Z and devices. Zoomers are hooked on their digital devices. They take their smartphones with them when they go to sleep and admit that it's the first thing they check as soon as they wake up in the morning. They might even check them if they happen to wake up in the middle of the night. Others take their phones with them to the bathroom. Generation Z prefer digital communication because it's instant. Smartphones are not just a useful communication device, but an extension of every teenager's arm. And if you asked any of them, they'd probably say they'd rather forget their wallets at home, definitely not their smartphones.